Welcome to the VO Tourism Podcast. I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VO Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. On the first day of Africa's Meeting Travel and Tourism Summit, the Chief Convention Bureau Officer of the South African National Convention Bureau, Amanda Kotzen-Lapu, gives her impression and reviews South Africa's massive plans to get Africa's meeting sector ready for an accelerated restart. So good evening, and we're coming to you from Johannesburg, where we're hosting the first African Travel and Tourism Summit organized by South African Tourism, and it's being held in Durban. Again, and in Lagos, you know, as well. And I have the privilege of speaking to the Chief Convention Bureau Officer, Amanda Kotzen-Lapu. And I spoke to her earlier on the podcast where she outlined what is going to happen. But today, we got it underway. And welcome to the podcast again, my friend.
Thank you so much. Really a privilege to talk to you, Kojo, and that you are here in person.
Yes.
That's the most important part.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's good to see people again.
Yes.
How does it feel from an organizer perspective?
Yeah, you know, emotional, you know. So there's a real mixed, mixed feelings, I think, you know, because, yes, we have another day to go, of course, you know, but I think you are actually, and we all know that you are as good as you end, you know. It's not just the start, but it has to start. And I think that we did this, you know, the boldness of it, and just that it's Africa, you know, it's not somewhere, you know, that we can actually, as Africa, get our feathers, you know, right, and actually show the world that here we are, open. We want to do business. We are wanting people to come back, and it's fantastic to see friends after 18 months.
Okay, now there's a lot of questions being asked by people, whether it was to replace Africa's travel in Durban or meetings, which of course you defeated that question on my podcast. But from what you saw to them, there is no exhibition, but again, the engagement. Did you speak to people who came as delegates physically? What did you pick up from them?
You know what, I think the most important thing that we don't talk about when it's coming to conferences and or business events or meetings is the value of that, because we keep on saying it must be face to face. But the value actually of this is this business networking. You know, I do believe that most of the time the better conversation or the big conversations, you know, happen outside the venues, you know, where people are coming together and over, you know, lunch and break times, and where people actually, you know, where you can see them handing out or, you know, getting virtual business cards. You know, there's all kind of ways that people, but the connecting, I think that is what we find. The other thing that I will say is that it can never replace Meetings Africa or Africa's Travel in Durban. People ask, you know, what is going to happen? And I keep on saying, watch this space. You know, I think this event also show us that it is absolutely possible to not even have the you know, to bring all the people to Africa's Travel in Durban, Meetings Africa, but even have much bigger virtual audience.
Okay, now it is based on reawakening the spirit of Africa in tourism and travel. And from what the minister said and what the acting CEO of South Africa also said, there's an appetite and enthusiasm that South Africa wants to lead a wave of trying to do things within the country. How did the people who came, or people who connected virtually, what did they make of in terms of matchmaking? Because I saw there was this kind of opportunities, but you know, from your side, to what degree are you taking this to? Because it's not just a summit, like you said.
Yes, it's not just a summit, and people took up the matchmaking. That is also fantastic, and people actually talk business. I wouldn't say they signed on the dotted line yet, but it is definitely there. You know, if I look at when we just all caught up in this pandemic, with the first engagement that we had from a business event was IMEX. You know, that then had to be cancelled, and it went in, and it went in a way like this, where it wasn't a full-on conference, all virtual, but it was conversations and sessions and so on. And I remember that that time when you had a business meeting, no one knew what to say. All that we could say is, I am glad that you are still there and that I talk. Now the conversation definitely changed to, I'm glad that you are meeting up with me. I actually am looking forward to see you giving me a quote for 22, 23, 24. And that for me is such a, you know, a heartwarming situation that we are in, and opportunities, you know. So that I think is the big thing that, that shifted, you know, in this time. And that we now know that, like I said, you know, we virtual can never replace, you know, the physical. But I think it can add so much more value to it. And we just need to have the, in Africa, we need to have the technology right. We need to have the systems. And let me tell you, you can really have an in-person and virtual event where you can actually feel if you are there.
Of course. But again, you started ECS, this, this maiden edition with co-cities hosting Durban and Lagos.
Lagos, yes.
Do you have a plan of expanding it and having Uganda, Accra, that? I know it will take some time.
Yeah, yeah.
But the summit itself, what is the one thing that you're looking at? Because the new baby, quote unquote. And what should people look out for? Yes, there's a summit.
Yeah.
It happened.
Yeah.
And what is the thing that we'll be taking it, we'll be taking out as,
yeah,
I know that doesn't happen overnight, but
no, yeah. But you know what? I think the thing that I that we really look at is how this can be a springboard to a better and Meetings Africa as well as the Africa's Travel in Durban. You know, we also have to think of, do we do another summit, you know? Do we, or is this, like I said, you know, a pre to during a Meetings Africa or during a, you know, in Durban. As you can all recall, that we always had what we call Business Opportunity Networking Day. It was just a few hours that we also have educational sessions, panel discussions, you know. But maybe that is something that we need to build out, you know, to build out. Because I think in the past we focus so much on the exhibition side that the other side of business conversations, you know, are not taking the place that it needs or the forefront that it needs to take. So for me, I do think that one will have to go back and review and see, you know, how do we...
I have to say to you,
you know what, I also think, I do think that, you know, it just gives me so much confidence for a Meetings Africa in February.
Okay. Now, were you impressed with the COVID protocols? What's your assessment of that?
I mean, I will say this to you.
Say.
We're at Makundu from the Arusha Convention Center that came all the way, and she, it, the funniest thing that she said, and I thought, she said, you know, when this is the first time that she traveled from that we had COVID, you know, from the lockdowns, you know, and she said, so for the past 19-18 months she never traveled, and she said that when she came here, everyone says, no, you know, why you're coming, she said, and she believed that people are also looking now, oh, you went and you come back, you know, and it's all okay. But what she said is that in Tanzania there is not so much, you know, that the wearing of masks and whatever, and that they really struggle to keep people, you know, distance and, you know, social distancing and those things. But I think for us here in South Africa, we really need, if we want this event to, if we really want this event to, or the event industry to really open and do its thing, we need to look after each other like we will look after our own family. And isn't it that we're actually family? We are, you know, this industry is like family. And let us look after each other and let us make sure that the protocols is in place and that we can, you know, do business with confidence.
And of course, I know after tomorrow we'll do a state of the summit again. But one big thing coming out today was the minister's pronouncement on the updates with the UK government. You want to say something about that?
I think that is the best news that we could have. Is that not a fantastic end of the first day of Africa's Travel and Tourism Summit? You know, I think we need to be bold and we need to advocate together. And I think as Africa we need to be together, you know, and speak the same language. Guys, we need to be out there, you know. Africa is, you know, when all the beautiful videos, you know, were shown, and, you know, the dance and the rhythm and the smell and the taste of Africa, you know, you just, you just feel divine. How proudly I am to be an African, you know, because really, as I said before, I do honestly believe when you touch the soul of Africa, you will be a changed person forever.
Mona, thank you so much. We'll come back to you tomorrow again for a wrap-up of it.
Thank you so much. Enjoy tomorrow.
All right.